What's that time of the month when we find out what is happening with Transcare? We're joined by Gary Lane as always. Gary, how are we doing?
Very good, Andrew. Yourself?
Very well, thank you. The Wellness and Reablement Program continues.
Yeah, this month we've got, it was commencing today on Wednesday, Home Preparation and Bushfire Awareness, and that's running for 2 weeks across six towns, as normal, Aberdeen, Muswellbrook, Denman, and then the second week, Merriwa, Murundi and Scone. And then we've got a something to hit home for a lot of our clients in the following 2 weeks, starting on the 20th of July, is customer rights.
Oh.
And that's an important one in this day and age, I think, with all the changes that are happening. But that should be an informative workshop for them.
Absolutely. It is important to know about your rights these days, because unless you're, unless you've done a lawyer's course, unless you're on the bar, it's hard to look after your own rights under some circumstances.
Yeah, it's difficult to navigate these days. There's so much information if you read the fine print, you're doing well. I can't see it.
Yeah, that's true. And I usually leave that sort of thing to my brother-in-law. He likes reading that sort of stuff, so I give it to him when that comes around.
That's handy.
So unless you've got my brother-in-law accessible, you need to, follow up the Wellness and Reablement Program. Now, also, Gary, you're considering a bit of a shake-up when it comes to the community transport.
Yeah, we have a fleet of buses that travel across towns in the Muswellbrook and Upper Hunter Shire. And we feel that people have changed the way they shop and interact and socialise. We're looking at revamping that service in September, so we're currently looking at that at the moment and seeing how we can best meet the needs of the general population. There's a bit of a conception that the service is only for aged clients.
Yeah.
And that's not actually the case. The buses are there for community transport. So the general public that might have issues with getting, from outlying areas like Merriwa and that into Muswellbrook, there's a service there that runs every day. So we have services running from Murundi right down through to Muswellbrook as well. So we're looking at extending some of them, maybe down to Maitland, and just toying with the idea of having an offering on a Saturday so we can capture people that are perhaps working during the week and that find it difficult to get to the shops on the weekend. We might be able to assist them.
Gary, when you say you're considering changes, does that mean you're looking for submissions or suggestions from the general public?
We talk to our clients and we're talking to our bus drivers who've
yep.
been in the field for some time, and we've been talking to Transport for New South Wales. So, we accept any feedback. We're not canvassing anyone in particular. Most of our clients are happy with the service, but we want to see if we can actually increase the clientele.
Oh, we'll find out more about that as the year progresses. As always, if you want to find out more about Transcare, go to the website transcare.org.au or do like I do, give them a call, 6545 3113. Gary, as always, thank you very much for the update.
Cheers. Thanks, Andrew.